be taken under advisement, and we will move to United States against Cross.
May it please the Court, my name is Kent Anderson with the Federal Public Defender's Office of the Central District of Illinois, representing appellant Stephen Cross. In this case, Mr. Cross was convicted and sentenced for conducting three fraudulent schemes. The court departed upward from Mr. Cross's guidelines range because it found that his criminal history category underrepresented his criminal history and likelihood of reoffending. That in itself may have been proper. However, the court was supposed to tie the extent of the departure to the structure of the guidelines and flatly refused to do so. In fact, the court stated that while I'm told by both the guideline manuals and the Court of Appeals where if I were to depart upward to find some measure in the guidelines, in order to find the number, do you want to know the truth of it? And I will state it on the record. There is no number that the guidelines supply me that brings some measure of reason. The only thing that guides me, Mr. Cross, in my consideration is to incapacitate you for as long as I can. When trial counsel later asked if the court was increasing the offense level to a particular level, the court answered, none will support it. I mean, you can pick any level you want. And the trial counsel then told the judge, it's not my job to pick the level, it's yours. So the judge said, well, level 29 will do, because that range included the sentence which the judge had already decided upon.
Could I ask you just a point of clarification? Did the judge increase coming up with the original level before this departure, did he impose the enterprise that's otherwise extensive four-level upward?
Yes, he did, Your Honor.
And then did he go down? I'm having trouble coming with 21, actually.
He did give Mr. Cross the three-level reduction for acceptance of responsibility.
Okay, that takes us to 21.
Right. Right. Otherwise, it would have been 24.
And you would agree that at least two levels up under this sort of rough, you know, three criminal history points looks like a level calculation we've made in the past is appropriate.
That's correct, Your Honor.
But what is there? I mean, what Judge Koukouras says is ultimately he needs to look back to the statute that authorizes the sentencing structure and the goals of sentencing under the statute, which include, deterrence and so on. And he basically says, without going to the statutory maximum on everything, I'm not going to achieve those statutory goals. How rigidly are we wedded to this three points per level calculation? I don't see that that's something we've said always has to be the case.
That's true. The court hasn't said it always has to be the case because that really hasn't come up. That was the case in cases which this court has decided and approved. There might be some flexibility, but an extra six levels would seem unreasonable and simply based on the court's idea of what the appropriate sentence would be. Many people might agree with him, many might disagree with him, but allowing judges to decide what a reasonable sentence is and then impose it regardless of the guidelines would effectively eviscerate the guidelines. May or may not be good policy, but Congress should decide that rather than district judges. This court has stated that a case isn't outside the heartland just because a judge viscerally reacts against the guidelines range. Now, obviously, this case probably was a little bit outside the heartland, but there's a big difference between two levels and eight levels, which the court imposed.
Mm-hmm.
What would have been the result here under this formula approach, the three levels, or not three points per level, some of our cases, what would you have been talking about?
Would have been a two-level increase, and it would have made at least a 65-month difference in his sentence.
You're not challenging here at all any of the gyrations that went into putting this into level 21?
No.
Once it got into level 21, criminal history category 6, you accept those calculations?
Yes, Your Honor.
And you're apparently willing to accept a couple-level increase above that for the criminal history being inadequate.
Yes, I think an argument could have been made, but it would not be an argument that it was an abuse of discretion. That would have been an argument for the trial court.
Okay.
And therefore, Mr. Cross requests that this court remand his case for resentencing, and in addition, request this court remand his case to a different district judge in order to avoid the bias or mindset which the judge below appears to have developed and preserve the appearance of fairness in sentencing.
Thank you very much, Your Honor. Mr. Anderson. Mr. Mazza.
May it please the court. I represented the government in the trial court. The judge, Judge Kokoris, has been on the bench for in excess of 20 years and has sentenced countless number of individuals, stated that he attempted to find a departure that would link to the guidelines, but he could not.
And so judges allowed to do that? I mean, a lot of judges, I shouldn't even say this in Judge Evans' presence, but, you know, the guidelines have come in for their share of criticism, but there they are.
I think Judge Kokoris, when he made his ruling, he realized the precedent of this court. He also realized that there could be some linkage involved, but he considered the facts of this case. And after considering the facts, in which this court has said that the district judge is to consider, is in the best position to consider the facts, he said then that in all his 20 years, he's never seen anybody like Mr. Cross.
But you know what, Mr. Mason, we've seen cases. Judge McDade, not long ago, had a case where he looked at the guidelines and he said, this sentence is grotesquely excessive given the criminality of the defendant in front of him. And he departed downward some 12 levels, you know, in a way that was not linked to the structure of the guidelines. And this court reversed. This court said, you know, maybe you're right, but the guidelines are there. And I don't see the government, I don't see why the government, in this forum before the court, can urge an opening up of district court discretion in that way. I certainly could see urging it before Congress, you know, urging it in other fora, perhaps even the Supreme Court, I don't know. But, you know, sometimes district judges think way down is a good idea. Judge Kokoris was obviously appalled by this man. It certainly comes through the record. But how can you justify an end justifies the means? I know what the sentence is. Now I'll find a place in the guidelines where I need to be.
Well, I don't think Judge Kokoris did that, Your Honor. I think what he did is he said he tried to find some measure of reason, and the standard is, did he abuse his discretion? And whether or not a judge abused his discretion is a question of reasonableness.
Speaking of abuse of discretion, I know this is a Freudian slip, but on page 16 of your brief, you conclude by saying the district judge's finding that incapacitation was the only possible sentence for Cross under the circumstances of this case was an abuse of discretion.
That was a slip, and I apologize, Your Honor.
Awesome.
If we could insert the word not.
Yeah.
And what we're asking this court is, with regard to...
That might have been the correct statement that you made there. But
well,
not intentionally.
I think the unique facts of this case, Your Honor, the unique facts of Mr. Cross's continual criminal activity since the age of 23, offense after offense, offense while he's been released, offense in which he used minors, Quincy Dillard, Jeffrey Dillard.
I don't think you have to convince any of us here. Judge Kokoris was frustrated here. He thought that this guy was getting off too light under the guidelines. But it looks to me like he just jettisoned the whole system that we have for reviewing guideline cases by ratcheting this thing up to the statutory maximum on each count consecutive. I can understand the frustration. Maybe the law should say a judge can have three cases a year where you can go beyond the guidelines and not be bound by them, but we don't have anything like that.
I think when Your Honors talk about ratcheting the guidelines to the extent that it was in this case, eight levels, you're talking about the reasonableness of the departure. And the reasonableness of the departure actually hasn't even been argued on appeal. What the defendant says is that the judge refused to follow the law. He refused
because
to link
it. Because he looked at the statute. He saw that there's a statute. I mean, he understood perfectly well he couldn't go beyond the statutory maximum. He respected the law absolutely in that respect, and he figured out that he could get, you know, this 15 years, 180 months, using the three statutory maxima, and then he just looked at the chart. That's not following the structure of the, that's not a guidelines decision. It's an old-fashioned, the district judge knows best kind of decision, which might have been a great system for all I know, but it, how can you say it's, of course you can count anything up by levels if you want to, but that's not how he got there, right? He told us it's not how he got there.
Well, what he said is he tried to find some structure.
Yeah.
He tried to find structure, and when he couldn't find the structure, he looked outside of that. He looked outside of 4A1.3. He looked at, you know, the section 1, and then that's when he said incapacitation is the only thing that he could find. And we just don't believe that in this case, the unique fact that it was abuse of discretion, Your Honor. I think Judge Koukouras heard the testimony and saw the evidence, reviewed the government's version of all the facts, and correctly found that the defendant's sentence of 15 years was appropriate. He thumbed his nose at the government, at the postal inspectors, and he even Judge Koukouras noted that his comment at sentencing was hollow. Thank you, Your Honors.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mesa. Mr. Anderson, anything more?
No. I've got one question. What if in sentencing someone and an agreed upon sentencing range, the defendant were to say, Judge, the minute I get out, I'm going to go and rob another bank. The day I get out of prison, could the judge take that into consideration? And even, let's say he's topped out, he's already given a couple of level increase above and beyond what the guidelines would allow. And now a defendant were to say that to the judge, can the judge take that, something like that, into account and ratchet the sentence up more?
The judge could certainly take it into account within the range. There's no doubt about that. Could probably consider it to some degree. However, the sentence must be tied at least largely to the offense or offenses of conviction, with recidivism simply one factor. But the main thing is I don't know the answer for sure, but that's not this case.
That's kind of what Koukouras did here. He said, you know, you didn't tell me in so many words that you're going to go out and commit this type of criminal activity right away, but looking at your record, I'm absolutely certain that the minute you get out, you're going to do this again.
That's true, and unfortunately, his record is not good. It is not, unfortunately, unique, as the government states, either. The courts see all too many defendants who, for a long period of their life, commit similar crimes over and over, as Mr. Cross has done, and the guidelines take that into account in imposing sentences based on recidivism and allowing the upward departure beyond Category 6 when absolutely necessary. Judge Koukouras did that, but he went overboard in this case. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you to both counsel, and we will take the case under advisement. The court will be in recess until 9:30 tomorrow morning.